Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to DBN News for 9/5/2019, the semi-daily news that even plants crave and anchors number one gaming news podcast. I'm Anthony, and I'll be your host today. With that being said, let's jump into the news. First is from IGN, written by Adam Bankhurst. Days Gone gets new game plus mode. PlayStation 4 exclusive title Days Gone will be getting a free update that includes new game plus mode on September 13th and at least one gun and bike skin from Siphon Filter. Announced by Days Gone director Jeff Ross from Bend Studio, this new game plus mode will allow players to replay Days Gone with the advantage of previously earned weapons, bike upgrades, Nero boosters, skills, recipes, encampment, trust, and credits, collectibles, and trophy progress unlocked from the beginning. New Game Plus can be activated on any save file that has the I'm Never Giving Up storyline completed, and any difficulty level can also be used, including the newest Hard 2 and Survival 2 difficulties. Perks from the patches earned in challenges will also carry over to New Game Plus on all difficulty modes, and a few new trophies will be available to earn in New Game Plus, Hard 2, and Survival 2 modes. Bend Studio is also teasing that one trophy is related to a mysterious new weapon from an agent that only operates in the shadows. This is clearly a reference to Siphon Filter, as is evidenced by the images included that show a Siphon Filter bike skin and what appears to be the MB150 sniper rifle from Siphon Filter, Dark Mirror, and Siphon Filter Logan's Shadow. In those games, the MB150 was able to fire specialized darts that could explode or create a cloud of gas to neutralize enemies silently. This is cool. If you're into Days Gone and you put it down after beating it, you've got a reason to go back, so good luck and kick some butt. Second is from IGN, written by Matt Perslow. Rockstar releases Specialist Roles trailer. Rockstar Games released the new trailer showcasing the specialized roles coming to Red Dead Online. In an updated titled Frontier Pursuits, players can specialize in one of three roles: Bounty Hunter, Trader, and Collector. Check out the new Red Dead Online trailer. That's going to be, you can find that at YouTube, you can find that on IGN, you can find that anywhere. Red Dead Online is also adding a battle pass, or rather an outlaw pass. Like other battle passes, the outlaw pass lets players earn XP and unlock rewards after completing various milestones. You can earn new clothes and accessories, gun wraps, bonus cash, tonics, and more. The first outlaw pass period will last from September 10th to November 18th, and everything you earn during that period will be yours to keep. The outlaw pass will cost 35 gold bars, but there's also a free version of the Wheeler, Rawson, and Co. Club with fewer rewards. The Frontier Pursuits update will go live on September 10th. Rockstar jumping in on that battle pass action. They seem to be doing stuff right, with the exception of everybody, well, how they felt with their casino update on GTA 5. So hopefully this works out well for everybody, and hopefully the people that are playing Red Dead Redemption 2 online love it. Hi, everyone. Anthony from Dad's Beards Nerds here. Here to tell you about our sponsorship program, a wonderful way to help support us and have your ad relating to your business or project read on all Dad's Beards Nerds content. Our sponsorships cost $100 for a week's worth of ads read on DBN News, DBN Prime, and any reviews we record and release for the week. If this interests you, then contact us at dadsbeardsnerds@gmail.com, and let's talk about how we can work together to bring your ad to our listeners' ears. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Third is from IGN and also written by Matt Perslow. Magic the Gathering Arena launches this month. Magic the Gathering Arena, the latest digital interpretation of Wizards' popular card game, exits beta and officially launches on September 26th. The launch will coincide with the release of the latest card set, Throne of Eldraine, in which Grimm's fairy tales and Arthurian legends come together. The cards will be available in Magic the Gathering Arena at launch, but those playing the beta are able to access the cards right now thanks to a preview. The Eldraine Courtside Brawl is now live and allows 1v1 format games to be played until September 9th. This allows players to play and earn cards from the Throne of Eldraine set ahead of time. The Brawl also introduces a new format in which players can bring one legendary creature or planeswalker along with 59 standard cards to the battle. Those who play during the remaining time of the beta phase will unlock a FBL THP avatar and table flip. I think that means table flip. I'm not 100% sure. Card back for use in the game when it officially launches on September 26th. The launch will also add new thematic battlefields styled around the world of Eldraine. So awesome. I got a lot of friends who play this. Magic the Gathering really isn't my thing, but if you're super stoked for this, super excited for this, good for you. Go kick some butt. And last is from GameSpot and written by Steve Watts. It's a short one, but I wanted to add it anyways. Ghost Recon Breakpoint beta now available. The beta period for Ghost Recon Breakpoint has begun across all territories. If you pre-order the game, or if you were one of the selected from the pool of signups, you can jump in now to help put the multiplayer through its paces ahead of its October 4th launch. This beta will last until September 9th. So get in on it if you're in it. Go have some fun. The first one was amazing. I'm sure this one's going to be just as amazing. And that is the news for today. Thank you for listening, and let us know what you think about any of the stories we talked about by sending us a message on Anchor, the podcast app we use to record the show. If you'd like to support the podcast other than listening, please check out our Anchor page at anchor.fm/dadsbeardsnerds, where you can donate to us via the support this podcast button and sign up for a monthly donation of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 per month. Find us on Twitter at dadsbeardsnerds, Twitch at dadsbeardsnerds, Instagram at dadsbeardsnerdspodcast, or if you'd like, check out our Twitter bio to be part of our ever-growing Discord community. You can also find that link in all the show notes for all the shows we release and produce. Until next time, I'm Anthony. I look forward to making more content for you.